This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Eric Edholm has been a writer for a long time, covering the NFL, NFL.com, at Eric underscore Edholm on X on Twitter. He joins us right now, courtesy of our BetQL guest hotline. I was just looking through your X account, and you retweeted yesterday at some point this. This guy that posts all these old NFL games, follow that too, and I end up going down deep holes and deep dives. But it's very funny because yesterday you were watching a 1990 game in which Warren Moon threw for 527 yards in a 27-10 win against the Chiefs at Arrowhead, and you tweeted years ago, I watched this entire game. He could have had 650 yards had it not been for two big drops, one bad out of bounds call, and two bad flags. First of all, I'm just curious. Did you grow up an Oilers fan?
No, not at all. No, my dad kind of did. He lived in Houston in the 60s, so he sort of came up with the team or whatever, but like not in a huge way or whatever. And it must have been the pandemic year. We were like, all right, we got to find some stories to write about. You know, we need stuff to. So I had always written about the 500 yard games. That's kind of a story I follow. Like there's been 27 of them in the NFL history or whatever. It's crazy to me that nobody's top Van Brocklin from
1951 or whatever.
Yeah, right. So that game in particular stood out, and I called Bill Cowher and I called Warren Moon and asked him to walk me through the game. And Bill Cowher said, like, he thinks that may have been the greatest quarterback game that he's ever been a part of. So I found some dude in, like, Cincinnati, got a copy of the DVD of the game, watched the whole thing, and it was incredible. Like, you forget how good those corners were for the Chiefs and Derek Thomas and all that. And for Moon to do it against that defense and have like five or six plays really go against them, that, you know, it was an incredible game watching it years later.
So it was interesting because yesterday I stumbled upon something that I had not seen in a long time. And it was from the exact same season a month earlier, November 1990. Washington played a game at Detroit, Eric. It's their biggest comeback in franchise history. They were down 21 in the third quarter at Detroit, and they came back and won the game 41-38 in overtime with Jeff Rutledge replacing Stan Humphries at quarterback. But here's the thing about the game. Listen to this. And I remembered that it was an offensive show like you read about. They had 676 total yards in the game. It's the fourth most in NFL history. Wow. I did not remember that about the game. I went back and looked it up. Actually, the most yards ever by a team in a game was that game last year, not this past season, but in 2023 when Miami beat Denver 70-20. They had 726 yards in the game. That set the NFL record for most yards in the game. But what's amazing about this game, Washington had 676 yards in the game, almost all of it coming in three quarters of the game, and they had four turnovers in the game.
Yeah, and barely won. Yeah,
But here's one more piece of it. Time of possession in the game. Washington, 49 minutes, 52 seconds. Detroit, 19 minutes and 18 seconds.
That's hard to do. That is really hard to do. Oh, my gosh. There are some gems out there. Like, I understand, you know, some of us get caught up in the weeds too much, go down rabbit holes and start looking through old YouTube games and, you know, Pro Football Reference, I swear, I think I keep that site alive myself, you
right,
know.
But, me too.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Like, just digging through some of the record books and, you know, finding out these weird, obscure statistical abnormalities and stuff. It's fun work. It's good for May and June. It's usually not good when I'm in the middle of draft season, though. So
yeah, I know. Free agency draft season is busy, but I end up far too often just wasting probably, I don't know if it's valuable time or not, watching so many of these games on YouTube. Look, for so many years here until this season, you'll understand this. That's all we had was some of these games on YouTube to go back and watch. But
I mean,
yeah,
I
they're
live
fun,
here in
you
Chicago,
know.
And this is what Bears fans do. Believe me, this isn't the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree here. Like, this is, there are Bears fans who watch, like, you know, Jeff Graham highlights from 1998 and stuff, and revel in that. So, you know, it's the same idea.
You know, in picking up on Warren Moon. There was something I watched, I don't know, a couple of months ago, and it's truly one of the more electric atmosphere NFL games of all time. And the reason Warren Moon reminds me of it is because, to me, Dan Marino and Warren Moon are, well, Dan Marino is number one in terms of quarterbacks on my list of quarterbacks never to have won a Super Bowl, but Moon is really high on the list. But the game in which Marino torched the 85 Bears on Monday Night Football, when the Bears were undefeated, they were threatening the 72 Dolphins. This is a late season game, December, in the Orange Bowl. That game exists on YouTube. If anybody wants to see one of the great atmospheres and one of the great performances against, I think, the greatest defense of all time, Marino was unbelievable that night. Unbelievable.
And to think, and just to give historical context of it, right? I mean, they were undefeated heading into the game. It was a big deal, popping the champagne. That kind of started the whole thing about the 72 Dolphins teams that would celebrate every time the last unbeaten fell during a season and all that. And to think that the Bears came back from that game. They returned to Chicago, and on Tuesday, their day off, they recorded the Super Bowl Shuffle. They got absolutely smashed on Monday night.
Is that when they recorded it?
What's that?
That's when they recorded it, after they got their ass kicked in the Orange Bowl?
Unless I'm completely misremembering, I believe that's – I'll have to double-check after we stop. But, like, I'm almost positive they came back from that game and said, oh, yeah, we're definitely still going to the Super Bowl. And guess what? They did it. I mean, that's the incredible part. They went down to Park West, recorded the thing, and, you know, like, fresh after licking their battle wounds, you know, because you're right. Marino absolutely smashed them. A couple lucky bounces that night, but what, you know,
you're right.
A classic regular season game, yeah.
That's a great memory, and I had forgotten it. There's a touchdown pass to Clayton where the ball's tipped at the line of scrimmage. It goes up in the air. You know, the Bears converge on it, miss it, overrun it. It lands in the hands of Clayton. He turns around and runs like 50 yards for a touchdown. Yeah. But, you know, the other thing about that game is it was not Jim McMahon who started the game. It was Steve Fuller.
And Fuller somehow had put up 44 on Dallas that year. I mean, if the Bears felt, invincible that year, you can understand why. Their backups were killing people, too. But, yeah, that was the one time they didn't get it done.
Yeah, I mean, do you agree with me Marino's the greatest quarterback not to win a Super Bowl?
I'd have to sort of look at the list again, but yeah, like that, I mean, I grew up in that era. You know, I grew up in New England, so I would watch him twice a year, you know, destroy the Patriots. And, you know, it just felt like, boy, if they could ever get a run game, if they could ever have a defense that was up to par, you know, this would be the most unstoppable team. And he never got sacked either. That's the other thing about Marino. I mean,
such a quick release.
He would just throw these dimes and do it on three-step drops. It's like, how do you stop that? You know, you have to have 6'8" linemen just to block the ball or something like that, and even they can't do it. So he really was special, and I do worry that a generation from now, people won't remember just how good he was.
Yeah, I think, like, I just pulled up a list as you were talking, because I mean, to me, Moon came to mind. Jim Kelly came to mind. Tarkington's on the list. Of course, he got to three of them with Minnesota and lost. Phillip Rivers is on the list. Moon's on the list. But Dan Fouts is on the list. Fouts was a great quarterback. And they actually had an AFC championship game at home one year and lost it on the road in the, you know, in that ice bowl at Cincinnati.
Yeah.
So he had a chance. But so, you know, it's actually not a bad segue in talking about the 85 Bears, or at least mentioning them. If you've watched a lot of NFL football, I tried to put it in the context of my, you know, watching years and years of NFL football, but I thought Sunday was one of the most dominant defensive performances I've ever witnessed in a game like that. Where would you put it?
Yeah, if you consider the opponent and you consider what was at stake for the Chiefs especially, right? I mean, I think that matters. Obviously, I think there were some people who felt the Chiefs were a team of destiny for various reasons, and obviously have the quarterback of this generation. And, you know, some people feel like Mahomes one day could maybe be the greatest of all time. All I know, that debate has taken a little bit of a left turn lately. But still, yeah, I think you put that into context, you realize they don't score until the very end of the third quarter. You know, and I mean, how many Hall of Famers are there on the Chiefs right now? Certainly two. Hopkins might be a third. You know, I mean, I'm sure Joe Tooney will be a candidate at some point. I know he didn't play well Sunday night, but still, I mean, you know, there's some dudes on that offense. And for what, to a man, what the Eagles did, I don't think a single player on that side of the ball played poorly. I mean, you could say they gave up some yards there at the end, but I'm with you. I don't know that it quite matches the four-quarter dominance of what the Bears did against the Patriots, but Patriots didn't have as good an offensive team as what Kansas City obviously does.
Yeah, I mean, Tony Eason and Craig James and, you know, I mean, you didn't mention, I mean, it's Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, and they didn't cross midfield on their first nine drives of the game. I think that's what best describes what happened, because if you look at the numbers at the end of the game, it's the all-time garbage yard stat stuffing quarters, you know, the fourth quarter with the Chiefs. I mean, and the Eagles took their foot off the pedal, they put subs in, but the first three quarters of that game I thought Seattle, what they did to Peyton Manning's, you know, highest scoring team ever in Denver was pretty impressive too.
That one, in fact, it's funny. We were actually talking about that on the podcast the other day. That game gets kind of forgotten a little bit. You know, somebody had asked them something about, Super Bowls that were sort of quickly washed out of our mind in terms of what happened during the game, like the actual, you know, I felt like we didn't break down a ton of the game on Monday, and for good reason, right? It was 34-0, and, you know, the game was obviously out of hand, and, you know, we might have highlighted a few plays, the Jean's interception or this or that, but yeah,
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Seattle reminded me of that. Obviously, Peyton's legacy was sort of hanging a little bit in the balance where he did in all time. But, yeah, those two performances in terms of recent football, again, that Denver offense was on that kind of level too. So I think that's the best comparison we can come up with.
We're talking to Eric at home from NFL.com. You said something, in describing the Chiefs about Patrick Mahomes, the greatest of all time, but maybe that rep took a hit Sunday night. Did it? Do you think? I mean, maybe in the moment, but do you think when we kind of step back from this, we're going to think a lot differently about Patrick Mahomes?
I would hope we do. I mean, I you're right. We are all prisoners of the moment, and like watching him struggle in that game, it kind of almost sort of it kicked over the Tampa Bay game, and that performance. I know that
he played much better in that game, though.
Yeah, exactly. The numbers looked worse, of course. Just look at him, you say, oh, he didn't play well in that game. But if you remember, like, he had the diving throw that should have been a touchdown, all those different plays where you just said, wow, he is not going to win this game tonight, right? But Sunday night was different. He looked spooked early. He never really found his groove until it was too late. So, one game should never define any player's career, right? And I think as more time passes and he continues to win in his career, Pat's not going anywhere. I'm sorry. Like, he may go through a lull at some point like Brady did, where they would win games but lose in the divisional round or lose in the wild card. That could happen, right? We're not saying that the Chiefs are this impenetrable force or anything like that, but I would hope that the body of his work speaks for itself and that we do kind of remember the incredible comebacks and the performances below the Super Bowl too that got him there. He has a chance to at least match Brady's brilliance all time. He does, I hope we kind of keep that in mind. I'm sure we will.
What do we say about the opposing quarterback and the MVP of the Super Bowl, Jalen Hurts?
That's a great question. Obviously, his career was never going to be, I don't know. I mean, there was all, he entered the NFL with question marks. So did Pat, for that matter, I guess. But it was different, right? He had to overcome some stuff early in his career. And, losing the Super Bowl 2 years ago and then last season, the strain that seemed to be the dark cloud that kind of followed Jalen around, that followed Nick Sirianni around, that doomed this team in December, I think it carried over into the beginning of the year. They were 2-2. They were playing okay football, but not great football. And they had to have a kind of an awakening. And I felt like Jalen's play after that point, everyone points to the fact that it's – his numbers aren't as robust. They don't ask him to do as much. But, man, he played so efficiently. I mean, even with the sacks, you'd have to say from, week six on, from that bye week on, they were a completely different football team, and he was a different football player. And, the first one has a way of kind of sheltering a player or cleansing a guy's, whatever we perceive to be his limitations before that. The second one could almost add a layer of, impenetrability about you or whatever. But, I think that was a big one for both him and Nick and for Vic Fangio, for that matter.
Yeah, I mean, I think at the very least, we have to acknowledge that this guy, in every big game he's played in his career, he has played his best football of his career. I mean, he's the definition right now in the league of a clutch quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't think he played super against the Rams, but he made enough big plays in that game to get, obviously, you know, you're allowed a little bit of, you know, some games where things aren't perfect. But I think you're right. I mean, I never feel like you say that Jalen Hurts didn't show up. You know, there may be games during the season where, you know, like early in the year when the fumbles were a little bit of a problem, you know, he threw some picks early in the year. You know, there kind of was this question of, is he getting Kellen Moore's offense? Is he figuring this thing out? And he did. And they ended up being a really nice pair. But, you know, he and Baker Mayfield, a handful of guys, you know, I think Geno Smith maybe early in his career too, like when you just have these new coordinators every year too, that adds a layer of difficulty to the whole operation. So yeah. Sometimes we sell short his mental capacities, not just as a decipherer of defenses, but also, you know, as a very quiet, stoic leader for that team that's been exactly what they wanted.
Yeah, I watched, you know, one of those mic'd up shows last night, and there's sometimes we can kind of overstate the importance of these things, but the touchdown pass to Devontae Smith, to listen to every single offensive lineman basically come up to him and just say, you know, you're proving everybody wrong, you're the guy. Yep. There just seems to be a lot of respect in the locker room for that guy. I'm projecting here based on watching last night, but no. I think we've heard that before, right?
Oh, and I mean, I will just say, like, I remember talking at the combine, but when he was coming out, to Alabama players who said they watched his, you know, his body language to being benched at halftime for Tua Tagovailoa in the national championship game, and then sticking around an extra year or two, and like the respect they had for him doing that and being a part of a thing that could have been, no one would have made a single excuse for him bailing right now, especially in this era, you know. And it was, I just remember that the measure of respect that the Bama players talked about Jalen Hurts for or with when he was coming out, it just felt different, you know. I thought of that too, because I saw some of those mic'd up clips too where they talked about Hurts, and I said, you know, not everybody loves this guy, but the guys who go to battle with him seem to just. Yeah. You know, they'll follow him wherever he goes, and they'll be right behind him whenever the battle is starting.
Yeah, I think about when he came in for Tua in that SEC championship game, just the reaction to the way he played was incredible. All right, let's talk about our team. You put out your first all-too-early power rankings for the 2025 season. You've got Washington at 6, so... I mean, obviously, what an unbelievable, unexpected, thrilling season for our team here. What do you expect next year?
Yeah, and just to be fair, that is, you know, there's a little, it's a little vague. It's
of course.
Capping last season and then maybe a tiny
bit. I'm telling you, you have to do this.
Yeah, no, well, I have to put it in the right context because people were a little confused. Is this looking forward? Is this next year's? I would have had the 49ers higher if it was a preseason list. This was the final chapter.
Okay, my fault.
Yeah, no, it's okay. And I just, like, I probably should have made that more clear in the intro. But, you know, I didn't include them in the final four because I still think there's a lot to do. And again, I'm not pouring water, cold water on what they accomplished this season. Nothing short of incredible. And that all the flowers to, you know, Adam Peters, Dan Quinn, Jaden Daniels, you know, Bobby Wagner, Frankie Louvo down the line, they outperformed by a healthy measure. When I start looking at the things they still need to accomplish, it's a fairly substantial list. But the good news is I think they can cross off a lot of boxes this offseason. They have the cap space. I think they'll do well again in the draft. They have some, you know, second and third year guys who can still contribute and add to this team. So hard not to be thrilled and excited with the future and can think that this thing can continue. I guess the Texans are a good sort of comp as far as knowing maybe they're not going to take that gigantic leap forward, but, you know, it sort of serves as a little bit of a reminder that they can't just, you know, I mean, that it's not assumed that you're going to win more games the next year.
Yeah, I mean, that box, you know, the boxes are plentiful that need to be checked in the off season. I wonder if, like, we look at them with more urgency because Philadelphia is in the division.
Yeah, and you're on the rookie contract with Daniels. Those two factors,
well, yeah,
right? And I mean, when you combine those things, there's no reason for them not to smash the gas pedal this offseason and try to go for it. That doesn't mean you abandon, you know, your kind of rules in free agency and how much you're willing to spend, and you got to be disciplined. I think Adam showed a strong measure of that last offseason with who they signed. You know, maybe the belt's a little loosened now because of what we saw this year and because of the fact that you have a Super Bowl caliber team, probably the team that will start number one on most people's power rankings next year in the division. So I guess it's, you know, two of the three matchups, I think they held up pretty well, and that's a good sign. But again, lots to do.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, when you describe it as a smash the gas pedal season, I've called this is window number one. I mean, we haven't had a window here to discuss in three plus decades, but this is a swing big off season because of the rookie contract and an elite quarterback at that. So let's start with, real quickly, Myles Garrett. What do you think the chances are that Washington lands him?
What if Philly lands him? Like, I know
I
people
know.
Are laughing, ha, 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 but yeah, seriously, like, that alone.
I've talked about it.
Yeah,
that'd be bad.
I mean, that's the other factor being in the division with Howie Roseman, is that you have to sort of be watching him, and you have to be asking yourself, what trade is he going to pull off? What surprise free agent signing? I mean, they're always thinking kind of two, three steps ahead. They're not satisfied with one ring. So, you know, that and the positional need, though I understand, you know, why they moved on from their previous two defensive ends. But again, the calculus and the map has changed. So I would consider it. I absolutely would. I think, you know, if you have a player of that caliber, you saw what Dan Quinn did with Micah Parsons. It would be different, but you saw what he did with an explosive, attention-grabbing, game-changing defensive player. They have a lot of good parts on that side of the ball, but they need something to kind of bring it all together. And I think, you know, depending on the price, I would have to think long and hard about that.
Last one. I appreciate the time I could do this with
sure.
you forever, but where do you, you know, forget your power rankings because it's a lot off of this past season, but as you look forward to next year, and Washington's got a ton of cap space, they have a ton of flexibility, and by the way, I would say, Eric, they are much more of a destination for players than they have ever been
100%.
Before. This was a place, you know, players avoided. Now they may embrace Washington as a place to sign. So Philadelphia is, you know, obviously right now the defending champions. List in order the biggest threats in the NFC to Philadelphia.
I mean, it's still got to be Detroit. I know they lost both coordinators. I know we saw what happened to another team that had that happen, the Eagles, last year. But still, Dan Campbell's had to be thinking about this last year. So I think he's had in mind some coaches that would fill those spots. So I think they have to be on that list. You know, I think you would nominally say the Packers and Vikings are somewhere, depending on what they do this offseason, kind of lurking. They're not there yet, but they could get there, you know. So you throw the Commanders in that mix. You know, out west, it's kind of hard to say, but I would imagine that the 49ers are back in some form or fashion. You know, again, I had them number two in my power rankings end of the year. It feels ludicrous now, but, you know, sometimes teams just have a bad year. Look at 2020, you know, that was a bad year for the 49ers. They came right back the next year and were dominant the next couple seasons. So I don't think we can overlook them. I'd put the Rams on hold for now. We don't know what's going on with Stafford. That's a tricky situation, but those are the big ones, I would say.
Yeah, the Stafford situation, I can't imagine, honestly, that he's not playing in L.A. for McVay next year. But apparently there's a chance it doesn't happen.
I just keep, you know, I'm with you. That was my initial thinking. And I thought, yeah, in the end, they'll figure it out. You know, we heard of Sean was going to retire and you know, Aaron Donald was going to retire after the Super Bowl. We've heard some kind of wild rumors out of L.A. the last few years. Hey, it's not happening. But, you know, they tried to trade Cooper Kupp at the deadline last year. That didn't get a lot of attention, but they did.
Right.
And now they're moving him. So I feel like some of these rumors that come out of L.A. are actually grounded in some kind of truth. We'll see. There might be some quarterback movement that we're not anticipating this offseason.
Eric Edholm, NFL.com, at Eric_Edholm. I always love having you on the show. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Hope you're well. Let's do it again soon.
Always enjoy jumping on. Thanks, Kevin. See ya.
Yep. Eric Edholm, everybody. We'll do some Denton news next.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.